Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, broadcasting live, as always, from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, my dear, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always. I'm looking forward to wrapping up the final segment where we're talking about taking control of your mind, body, and wallet, such an important topic, because if those things are out of whack, well, what else are you left with? But before we do that, I've got a quick couple of shout-outs when you're ready.
I want to do the same. So, Howard Vargas, I know you're a listener. I know you listen every day. I want to congratulate you for kicking absolute butt over the 4th of July weekend. Julie, I didn't tell you about this guy. He sent me an email, and I talked with him. He took something like 6 listings, and he basically prospected even on the 4th of July, and he just is basically stacking them all up from expireds. And what he said to me while he was laughing was, Tim, I couldn't believe it. Nobody else was calling. Yes, correct. Agents don't work on holidays. So, guys, look, it's still time. There's still time. There's still tons of expireds that happened over the end of last month into the following month. Tim, there's no expireds in my marketplace, I heard in a couple emails, to which I responded. How small of an area are you looking that there weren't expireds? And then they expanded and they found them. I have people that are telling me that for the first time ever, they're starting to see expireds in what they consider to be the normal price ranges in their market, the houses that are less than $300,000. The upper-end price ranges, you guys, I'm not telling you something you don't already know. It's beginning to look a little bit like a bloodbath if you have listings that are over, like, say, $4 million, $5 million. Now, I know some of you from the Midwest, you know, you think I'm basically out of touch with reality as far as the average house in the United States being $250,000. But remember, guys, we sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, so I am not out of touch. But what I'm telling you is that if you lived in L.A. right now, where your average sale price has been $2 million, $2.5 million, and you have not yet learned how to basically go after price reductions, and if you have not yet learned how to have those, you know, tough conversations with sellers that don't want to listen, you better be learning them, because your market is going away. It's changing. And if you're not changing with it, if you haven't already changed, you are going to have a terrible second half of your year. How about that for between the eyes, honest to God truth? So, guys, listen. Look in your MLS. Look at the days in the market. Look at the price reductions. Some of you guys are still breathing too much hopium about the market. You're still believing that. You know, you're reading the press like consumers do, believing that the press is reporting on information that's in some cases 60 days old. Look in your MLS to know the truth. There's opportunity everywhere for those of you who are willing to have the skills and the mindset of service and, of course, be willing to buckle down, do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So, Julie, next you have some folks you'd like to recognize as well.
Yes, absolutely. From Rob Gintner, who is in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, I believe. And he says on the Facebook group, who says the summer market is slow? Not the way I see it. My mandate is 5 closings a month through December 31st. Thank you, Tim and Julie, for the daily coaching calls and the podcasts. Your tenacity and enthusiasm is inspiring and motivating. So thank you for that, Rob. And he also posted a really beautiful Homes Coming Soon flyer on the Facebook page. So we talk a lot in the Premier class about how to utilize Coming Soon strategies to increase your business and make your life easier. So good job to Rob on that. And then let's see, we've got a couple of other great Coming Soon postings from various students. But also, let's see, the whiteboard conversation continues. And then from Toni Marquis, she says, I absolutely love the daily coaching calls in Premier, even when I don't have a question, especially on scripting, which I feel is the biggest challenge. What, when, and how to say something appears to be an art, and Julie Harris is an absolute ninja at it. Wow, that was a nice compliment. I'm always like, wow, that sounded perfect. Why didn't I think of that? Julie Harris, you are my hero. So that's extreme, but I will take it. And thank you, Toni. And thank you. Toni always has great questions and participates at a really high level in the Premier class. So it was nice of her to post that. And I posted back, you guys are all awesome. Glad you're enjoying the calls. But more importantly, make sure you put them to good use and implement like crazy. Let's see. Few referrals floating around on the Facebook page as well. And then, of course, the T-shirt shop is open. So back to you, Tim.
Speaking of which, members only. So, guys, go to the private Facebook page. Log in. grab your free T-shirt. You only have to pay for the shipping and handling. I think we have given away, I bet you will be over 100 maybe within the next day or so. The only thing I ask you guys to do in exchange, because these are nice, high-quality T-shirts. I'm I have tons of T-shirts. I have vintage T-shirts, and I am a T-shirt freak as far as, like, having the cotton. I know this is ridiculous. I feel silly talking about it, but I just want you guys to know that the T-shirts that we're selling are the kind you want to wear. They're comfortable. They're not stiff as boards. These are high-end shirts. We're giving them away. You get to choose which Harris Rule appeals to you the most. There's 30 of them there. Just choose whatever design and whatever, you know. Frankly, it's funny to see that some of you guys are gravitating towards, like, getting the T-shirt that says, hey, guess what? I know my success comes from, and here's the actual Harris Rule, doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it at the highest level. And you know what? That's the truth. So wear the shirt. Wear it with pride. Wear your shirts when you're prospecting every morning. Get into the zone. Stay into the zone. The more you focus, follow one course until successful, the quicker you will be up the mountain of success, or getting back to our jet taking off analogy, the quicker you will get to cruising altitude. So again, listeners, listeners who are members, go to the private Facebook page and grab your free T-shirt. You do have to check out. You will have to basically check out and pay for the shipping and handling, which I think is like $10. So listen, we're going to take a real quick coffee break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday when we talked about overcoming mediocrity with mind, body, and mastery. And as Julie said, today is the payoff for having listened to the first two shows. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a second.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
Growing a real estate business is all about knowing your numbers. Long-term success in real estate is knowing how to capitalize on those numbers daily. As the head of your team, whether it's 1, 100, or even 1,000 people, FirePoint is the all-in-one business solution for you. Created by agents for agents, FirePoint is more than just another CRM. FirePoint offers a complete picture of your business, from lead generation to team management and accountability, and the best return on investment reports in the industry. FirePoint is the solution that is focused on what matters, showing you the most profitable path to more closed transactions. Schedule a free demo at firepoint.net.
I'm really glad we have FirePoint as a sponsor now, because it gives me an answer to the most frequently asked question we get from new members is, which CRM should I use? There you go. Use FirePoint. So for those of you guys who are emailing me that question, it's always like, I would say that's absolutely the number one question is, what CRM, what would you suggest as a business system that I use? And I've never really felt comfortable actually referring anyone to any particular CRM, because, you know, some of them are so damn complicated and they're not intuitive, and they really are obviously made by nerds who have never sold real estate before. And that's sure. The reason when FirePoint reached out to us, they're a perfect fit for basically how we like to coach and how we like all of you guys to run your businesses. So look, we are picking up where we left off yesterday and the day before, and today is the payoff, like I said. We're going to be talking now about, actually, Julie, let's just go through breakthrough. So we're going to talk about breakthrough, and then we're going to give you guys the rules. So we talked about momentum extensively yesterday and what happens basically when you're in momentum, and what happens if you stop doing the things that got you there in the first place, and, you know, essentially getting back to the plane taking off analogy, because that seems to resonate with everybody. When you're cruising altitude, guys, and the throttle is basically, you can feather it back a little bit, things become easier, you're more relaxed, the plane is quieter. If the pilot were to decide to not continue with a consistent effort on throttle, what happens to the plane? It falls from the sky. And that's just a summary of basically where a lot of you find yourselves in challenges, is that you worked through it, you got up to cruising altitude, but then you stop doing the very things that got you there in the first place. Maybe you hadn't really formulated in your mind all the things that it took to get you there in the first place, but what you do now know is you don't know how to stay there. That's when a lot of people come to coaching, honestly, or at least the higher-end versions of coaching. So the next level, guys, is what we call breakthrough, and that's the fun part. That's basically where essentially you are in the mode of essentially knowing that it's about doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. But the other thing that's magical about the breakthrough level is that you do everything off muscle memory. You don't have to talk yourself into getting on the phone. You don't have to talk yourself about doing furiously fast lead follow-up. You don't have to basically have these internal conversations about, am I working too hard, and what's my big why, am I passionate about this, all this bullshit that people allow to have floating around their heads that ultimately essentially is just an elaborate excuse to fail, right? You have moved past all those internal bullshit conversations, and now you know, you understand, you're living by the, you totally and completely understand that you're here to be of service to other people, and nothing is going to stand in the way of you doing that. And when you have that mindset, when you have the mindset of always getting better at your craft, when you have the mindset of becoming a ninja at selling, a ninja at providing high levels of service, in other words, solving all folks, people's problems before they even know that they have them, when you get to that level, things become easier. You have it literally requires less mental and physical effort. And at that point, guys, you know what? That's when you start having massive breakthroughs, because that's when you're going to start buying more rental properties. That's when you're going to start being able to consider flying private, as in charter a jet. That's when you're basically going to start having this lifestyle that you maybe had thought about, never would have had the courage to admit. But that's what happens at the breakthrough level. So we're going to now tell you about the rules, basically your mindset rules, your body rules, and your wallet rules. And these are really good practical things like we like to do on this podcast. So, Julie, you can pick it up from here. The rules with your mind, or as some people say, mindset, with regards to basically going through formulation, concentration, momentum, and then breakthrough.
Yes, and thank you for that. And really, this is the what to do about this conversation part of the conversation, the practical, applicable. This is what you implement. So create the following rules for yourself and stick to them. For your mind, number one, begin each day at the same time no matter what. Seems simple, but how many of you are not doing that? Don't have a sliding schedule. It's far easier to just get started at whatever o'clock you decide. Some of you guys have kids to get off to school, so it's decided for you. But it's easier to get started at the same time than to try to manage each day individually. So have a starting time and also a quitting time. Tim, one of the most common questions we get from couples working together is how do they balance being a couple, having a family, running a business? Real estate seems to collide into all their personal stuff. And we always coach them to not just have a starting time, because that helps you set the tone for the day, but also have a quitting time. Maybe every day at 6 p.m., we're not going to talk about business anymore. You're just going to be husband and wife. You're just going to have dinner with your kids. Have a quitting time where you shut it down as well to help manage the mind part of this control. So point number two, or rule number number two, and we talk about this quite frequently, have a media-free morning. There's nothing good that's going to be reported on the radio show driving to your office, okay? Listen to what you want to listen to. Listen to your favorite music. Listen to our podcast.
Yes.
You listen to some of the replays from our Premier coaching. If you missed a session, guess what? I do all of them live, but for Premier members, go get caught up on something you missed. Even, you know, the pre-listing package, we don't just give it to you. We have coaching calls that show you how to present it. Listen to good stuff that's going to make you money. All right, so have a media-free morning, and we've done dedicated shows just on that topic. Rule number three, give a hoot, don't pollute. No negative influences. I just had a great coaching call with one of our students in Nashville. She's got this buyer that seems to feel comfortable swearing with her and throwing the F-bomb around now and then and calling her at 6 a.m., asking her what she's doing and texting. He's being inappropriate with her. We talked about the situation. We talked about, you know, some of the other things that have been going on. We decided that, you know what, he's too stressful. She's going to use the give a hoot, don't pollute, no negative influences, and basically break up with him. She's just going to nicely tell him that she can't accept any more business right now and do a great job for him and refer him to a different agent. So there is no transaction that's worth that kind of stress. It's not always with clients, of course. Sometimes it's with people who were your friend until you became successful, and now they're being all negative with you. So pull the weeds and water the roses.
Julie, before you get to the next point, Before you get to the next point, let's talk about that. So Julie's next point was daily affirmations before beginning. So I'm going to talk a little bit about affirmations, because I don't want you guys just to summarily think that basically saying a bunch of personal mantras are going to get you to the end zone, because it's not true. So the reason that and here's really, again, I don't want to crap on affirmations, because affirmations at some level do work, but affirmations without action are useless. So Julie's next point was daily affirmations before beginning. But again, I don't want you just to have a bunch of short phrases or words written down that are somehow magically supposed to basically trigger a certain result, because it won't work like that. The only way affirmations work is if you're using them while you're in action. And that's really something that no one talks about. And that's something that Julie and I self-discovered from doing literally hundreds of thousands of coaching calls, is that we discovered that, guess what, affirmations work only when you're in action. So, for example, that's the reason we want all of you guys to consider starting your day with some level of exercise. Now, I'm going to tell you guys an advanced way of thinking about this. When listening to the podcast, many of you tell us that you feel very motivated, you feel very focused. We're able to essentially cut through the bullshit, and you have a very clear understanding of what it's going to take to be successful. This is not me being braggadocious. This is me essentially parroting back what all of you guys have been telling us. And I understand why, because when you're listening to us, we're not talking about a billion different things. We're helping you stay focused on the truth. And intuitively, almost at like a core level, what we're saying resonates with you because you know it's true. Because you know we're not trying to sell you something, right? You guys get it? That's the reason that it works. So while you're listening to our podcast, the podcast itself, this podcast, which you're listening to right now, becomes your affirmation. Get it? So while you're reading the Bible, many of you, that becomes your affirmation. So the action is the ultimate affirmation, not just a bunch of shallow words written on a piece of paper. That whole affirmations thing and that whole sort of, you know, chanting thing, that again is part of a new age pseudoscience thing that we do not prescribe to, which frankly is just a bunch of fake crap. So everything comes from the action. Your body will lead your way to your emotions. If you're not connected to feeling motivated every day, and who the hell is, you know, I don't think I feel motivated every day. I think it's maybe, honestly, I bet you I feel motivated when I wake up every morning about 5% of the time. But what do I do to game myself? Because I know how I'm going to feel in the morning. Every night when I go to bed, I know I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I know I'm going to want to hit the snooze button. I'm just like you guys. But how have I gamed myself? Well, you know, Julie and I exercise every morning. When we get up in the morning, we go and do some sort of exercise. We've talked about that before. We'll go on a long walk. Right now, in this time of year, we're doing other things. But the simple fact is that when I'm starting to exercise, I promise you, I don't feel like exercising. I don't feel like, you know, I'm not motivated. I don't feel like exercising. But what I do is I start to wake up. My brain starts to fire off its neurons. And then I start basically thinking about what I'm going to basically accomplish. And then what happens is in the action of doing it, that becomes the affirmation, again, versus just a bunch of words written on a piece of paper. Julie, does that resonate with you? Do you get it?
Yeah. It does. It reminds me of this African proverb that I like that I think sums this up, which is very simple. When you pray, move your feet. I love that quote, right? It's not enough to just pray. You must move your feet. That it's almost like an affirmation of your affirmation that you're getting into action. And I love that you brought that up because there is a lot of fluff out there that says, you know, well, you're just not thinking about it hard enough. You're just not praying hard enough on it. Well, you got to take the move your feet part as well. It is.
Well, I mean, look, we can really have a lot of fun making fun of The Secret and making fun of all the people that thought about if somehow they think about it long enough, the universe is just going to basically, you know, deliver it. You guys, look, do you remember that about 10 years ago, 11 years ago?
Duh.
You remember that big sort of pseudoscience mindset movement? You know, in our book that we're having that's going to be released at the end of this year, I'm trying to get Julie to write a history of all that mindset stuff. But I'll summarize it for you guys. It's all just a bunch of fake hogwash mindset crap. A lot of it started in the 20s, and it sort of reached what appeared to be a clinical level in the 60s. And then from there forward, a lot of people repackaged it. And all of this stuff, none of it's real. And look, DISC is a for example of that. It is
even
a nice little sort of
too.
Yeah, all that personality stuff. I know I'm offending some of you. Especially, let's be honest, you guys at Keller Williams, I'm talking about one of the sacred cows. DISC is some sort of, you know, truth. It's like a crystal ball. It somehow tells everything you need to know about other people. No, it doesn't, guys. It's just a bunch of crap. Just study it yourself. Do yourself a favor. Go to Google. Put in Dr. Marston DISC. Read about the guy that created it. Read about the whole history of it. It's not real science. It's like almost a card game is what it is. It's like a shell game on a boardwalk. So, look, bottom line is, at the end of the day, don't get distracted by all these sideshow things. Don't get distracted by all this mindset stuff. You know, get into action. Have the mindset of service. And what happens magically, and I hate using that word, but it does, I don't understand why it works this way. But when you are focusing on being of service to others, all the other stuff just melts away. Your fear, your, you know, self-doubt. When you're on the phone with somebody and you're meeting with somebody and you're trying to help them, if you've not had that experience because you've basically been mired in your own Mickey Mouse about your own, you know, self-believing limitations about, well, what if they say this? What if this happens? Oh, I don't want to be a listing agent because, you know, this the other thing, right? How many of you guys are still holding yourselves back for all this head junk that's in your head? Well, here's a little secret to make this go away. Just tell yourself, and then start essentially, you know, having it be a dominant thought. I'm here on this planet to be of service to others. My highest and best use on this planet, and not my highest and most meaningful purpose, is to help other people. Guys, that is the truth. That's how all, unless you're a sociopath, that's how all of us are wired. We want to help other people naturally. That's when people are the happiest, when they're being of service to other people. I can give you all kinds of proof of that, but I don't have to because you already know it's true, don't you? So if you're stuck, or if your ego and your all this self-doubt talk, and you're constantly back in the, you know, we're talking about the different, you know, stages here. If you're back in the formation stage and in concentration, you keep on going back and forth. It's chances are it's because you're allowing in all this self-doubt that, look, the reason you're not successful is because you haven't mastered DISC yet. Or the reason you're not successful is because you haven't learned these seven levels of forming a team. That's all a bunch of bullshit, guys. Look, there's value to it. But to think that you have to master it, to learn it, to be successful, that's the bullshit part that pisses me off because it's not true. We studied all this stuff till the cows come home, guys. Matter of fact, if you want to take a free DISC test, go to agentdisc.com. Go to agentdisc.com. Go there, take the test for free. There you go. If you want to basically have a free DISC test, it'll give you an insight basically into how you think, and you can have team members take it, Agent DISC. Julie and I created that site for you. But understand what it is. It's just pseudoscience, fake science. It's the framework of a conversation, but it's not really something that you can take home. I have guys
too
that sell for us.
Of it.
Right. I have guys that sell for us that would have taken taken DISC, and they come out super analytical. They should basically be sitting in the back room doing, you know, spreadsheets. But guess what? They can sell. They actually are very good at selling. Now, if you're in an environment where people lived and died by your DISC results, and someone you were thinking about bringing on as an agent or on your team took it and they come off as an analytical, your thought would have been, well, I'm not going to hire them. Well, that's just stupid. Without actually knowing the person, knowing their desires, and knowing what their own personal experiences are, you can't rely on that. So, look, I got it off on a diatribe on that just because I read a bunch online about, people that – well, it's, you know, Julie, because it's this time of year when these guys are inundated with all this –
yeah.
Crap that's out there, and lose confidence, and the next thing they know, it's the end of the year, and they're having crappy Christmases, and they're not able to spoil their families. And
yeah.
And you guys have to know it's your choice at this point. If you've been listening to our podcast, if this is the first time, well, guess what? You just jumped in the deep end. Go back and listen to all of our podcasts. They're on Stitcher. They're on iTunes. You can also listen at timandjulieharris.com. So next point, Julie.
Yes. Okay, so we're still on controlling your mind. Point number five, rule number five. Only deal with three most important things daily. Three to five tops, but I find for most of our listeners who have lots of business going on and different things happening, three main things daily. Now, when I do this, you know, in the coaching series, we get into this really deeply. Well, what three main things should they be? Well, as an overview, it should have to do with making money, right? If you're avoiding a price reduction, that's kind of an important thing. If you're avoiding negotiating something that will cause a deal to happen for you next month, pretty important. If you're leadless, that kind of tells you what to do too. That's why the wipe-off boards that you know, that whole discussion on Facebook that's going on, that tells you what to do. If you're sitting there and you've got 15 listings but nothing sold in 2 weeks, you have a problem. You need to be talking to your sellers and getting reductions. So three main things daily, no more than that. Some of you guys get intimidated by your massive to-do lists and by, you know, your CRM telling you what to do and who to call, and there's all these things. Concentrate on moving forward incrementally every day, and don't use it as an excuse to do nothing. Rule number six, review your goals in five areas of life daily before starting your morning. What are the goals in five areas of life? Well, they're in the treasure map. Most of you guys have that. If you don't, get into it. If you did it 90 days ago, go back to your goals in five areas of life. That is meant to keep you on the right track and to focus your mind in. Ready to go to the rules about body? There's three of them, and they're simple.
Yes, so the rules about body, and these are things you guys can control, right? This is the point of it. Your body, you know, the average American is something like 20 pounds overweight. Guess what, guys? You don't have to get progressively fatter the older you get. That is a choice. So rule number one is know your ideal weight, your ideal nutrition, and follow it 5 to 7 days of the week. Look, guys, I'll cut through this. There's a lot of great books on this. Rule number two is understand when you have discipline with your fitness, nutrition, everything else falls in place. Rule number three is keep it simple. No elaborate workout plans. Just get moving. So, guys, here I'm going to summarize this. And I've said this on the podcast before, and I've had people email us thanking us for this. To this day, I'm surprised that more people don't know about this, but here's the bottom line. Go low carb. That's it. Just go low carb. Read Atkins for Life. There's a lot of other books that have come as a result of Atkins for Life, A-D-K-I-N-S, by the way. There's a lot of other people that have done paleo and all these other versions of it, but just do Atkins. Atkins is a low-carb diet. Atkins received just a shitstorm of bad media back when he came out with this concept, and it was now 30 years ago. But what happened is they started studying his theory, and it turned out to pretty much be 100% true. And now every athlete, everything that comes out says basically cut the carbs. What's happened over the last few decades is all of our food, processed food, not natural food, has been spiked with sugar, and as a result of that, people have gotten literally addicted to the sugar. And so you've gotten addicted to wanting things to be sweeter than they need to be. Well, it turns out that stuff is really bad for you. Turns out the chemical effects on your body cause your body to retain fat. So I'm telling you right now, if you guys want to lose weight, you want to do it, you know, I'm supposed to say, I suppose, talk with your doctor and all the rest of that, which you should. But Atkins for Life definitely works. Notice how people will try to talk you into not a low carb, but like a carb moderate diet. Just when you guys get into it, you'll see the same thing. Like, oh, you don't want to do low carb. You want to still be able to eat brownies on the weekends and whatever. Nope, go low carb. If you're overweight and you're fat, it's your fault. You know as well as I do it sucks. You know as well as I do that when people look at a fat person, they don't give them as much basic – they don't respect them as much. That's the bottom line. When you see somebody that's in really good shape, when you see somebody that looks nice, automatically your lizard brain finds that person more appealing than the guy standing next to him that's overweight. It's just a fact. This isn't – you know, you guys don't need to go to your safe places because I just called you fat and I'm using trigger words because guess what? Julie and I were fat too. There was a time when she and I, between the two of us, had to lose close to 60 pounds. So it happened to us. One of the byproducts of being successful in real estate is you get fat. So go low carb. And then the nice thing about low carb is you can just do moderate exercise and you can lose weight. So study this. Take responsibility for it. And then when you lose the weight from low carb, because all of you will, if you are 25 pounds overweight and you read Atkins for Life and you do the Atkins diet for the next 6 months, you will lose that 25 pounds in 6 months. And then I want you guys to email us and tell us about your success stories. We're not nutrition coaches, but if we were, we'd be probably telling you the same thing. All right, so here's the last bit, and this is your wallet. And these are rules that, again, these are basic rules, and I'm going to tell you how to make it really practical. Rule number one is know what you have to earn every month. And the easiest way to do that is just get the Real Estate Treasure Map, our fill-in-the-blank business plan, and it takes you through, and I realize it's a sometimes painful exercise of knowing exactly what your expenses are. Long-time listeners, you guys will know we're big Dave Ramsey fans as well, so if you're in a situation where you need, I think, more of a detailed plan, definitely read Dave Ramsey's books. Get it on a podcast. I'm sorry, get it on an audiobook and apply what he teaches. I've never personally had a single person that I suggested read a Dave Ramsey book that didn't come back and thank us. The only criticism I ever hear of Dave Ramsey is that some people don't like the fact that he's Christian-based. Well, guess what? In my mind, that's an attribute. So if you have a desire to get hold and control of your finances, start there. Fill out the Real Estate Treasure Map. The Real Estate Treasure Map is your fill-in-the-blank business plan, takes you through your budgeting, takes you exactly through the points that Julie had made previously about the 3 to 5 things you need to be doing every day. The way to get a free copy of the Real Estate Treasure Map is just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And when you're filling out the Real Estate Treasure Map, you're also going to know what you have to earn every month to live your life of your dreams. So it's going to take you through how much you have to earn, how much you want to earn, and then also savings. It literally walks you the whole thing as if we were on a big, long coaching call. That's how we wrote the book. So visit your money daily. Now I'll tell you what we use, and you guys could use the same thing. Mint.com, M-I-N-T.com. It's owned by Intuit, which works with QuickBooks, which a lot of you guys, or at least your accountants, use for doing your taxes every year. So there's the added bonus of having that organized. But you can literally pipe in all the different information from all your different accounts into Mint. There are more elaborate programs out there. There are more detailed programs out there. Who cares? Mint is super easy to use. You can put it on your phone. You can have it on your desktop. The thing I like about Mint is that they have, like, you know, we have this So we go to Costco, like many of you, and Costco stopped taking American Express, and that's all we'd ever use because we pay it off every month. And so now they only take Visa. So we had this Chase Visa, and we started using this Chase Visa. We'd never used it before. It just sat there, you know, never used. So we started using it. And here's what we started watching Chase Visa do. Remember, this has basically been an account that we'd never used before. So we've been using it now for about a year, and then Chase started raising the interest rate. So I don't know what the original interest rate was, but we had a notification come in. I think it's hilarious. And we've got good credit, right? So we had a notification come in that they raised our interest rate to something like 29.4%. And I thought to myself, this is total crap. So obviously we got rid of Chase Visa. But the only way I knew that they were doing that, oh, I'm sure they were sending out their envelopes with their notifications. I'm sure they were following the letter of the law. But what Mint was doing is Mint was sending us notifications saying, hey, guess what? Chase Visa just raised your interest rate. So what Mint does is it goes in there and sort of watches over all these different accounts for you and lets you know about any unusual spending behavior. If, for example, you're in it for 90 days and you put all your accounts in there and it kind of knows your spending patterns, if it sees something unusual, it's going to warn you. So, I mean, it's a really slick program. I really like it. Oh, did I mention it's free? So go to mint.com and get that set up, and that's a good way for you guys to monitor your money at all times. So look, as promised, we've delivered all the content for you guys on basically this concept. And the concept, again, is overcoming mediocrity with your mind, body, money, and how to learn how to master those particular skill sets. Guys, this is a starting point for a lot of you. This podcast and the previous two is a starting point. Hopefully we've planted enough seeds that you're going to then decide to, you know, give water, fertilize, and light, and they're going to allow these things to grow. But these are the starting points, the fundamental concepts. Don't lose contact with the plane taking off analogy. That is something that really is valid. And your homework from today's and yesterday's and the day before shows is simple. Do go back and listen. Go back and write notes, or at least review the notes you took. Then acknowledge where you are in your business with regards to the plane taking off. Acknowledge and realize that you can consistently grow to the next level. You can consistently, once you know what your magic number is in real estate, once you filled out your real estate treasure map, once you basically have a specific plan and you follow one course until successful, in other words, you stay focused, once you're in that mindset, in that zone, and you do not allow outside messages to confuse you, you do not go to a bunch of crap, easy button things looking for, you know, some whiz-bang whatever to somehow make it so you no longer have to learn how to have skills to lead generate and all this other stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about. So as soon as you decide to follow one course until successful, as soon as you basically decide to lock in, you will not be – your inner skeptic will still be alive and well. You're still going to have internal strife, internal conversations, tug of wars. They're going to go on not just every day, guys, but practically every second, because you're attaching yourself to a new version of you, but the old version of you is going to try to hold on. Look, chances are you're listening right now. You don't have the money you want. You don't have the lifestyle you want. You don't have the body you want. You know, you don't have the business you want. Chances are that's true for virtually 100,000 of you of the 100,000 that are listening. At some level, there's some aspect of you that's not in alignment with what you intended to have happen at this point in your life. You can control all of those things. Here's the thing that's truly miraculous. You actually can take your, you know, load your plane, get your plane off the ground, and stay at that level quicker than you think, provided you go through concentration. Remember, go back and listen if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you stay in concentration, you literally can go from being someone who's never taken a listing to somebody who's taking a listing consistently in less than 30 days. Literally, you can completely and totally change the trajectory of your business. And once you do that, once you've seen yourself be successful at that, then everything else is going to become easy, because you're going to be like, you know what? I have these listings now. I never thought I'd have listings before. I thought I had to be, you know, work with buyers the rest of my career and buy my leads from whoever. Now I realize I can do that. What else can I do? And then everything else becomes easier. That's the reason we want you to start with your wallet. We want you to start with focusing on basically how to build your business, how to make money, because then you're going to be like, dude, I do not look like the person that I have become. I now have these listings. I'm now earning this money. You know, wealthy, well-off, successful people are not 25 pounds overweight, and you're going to lose it. That's how it works. So, guys, just follow the plan, follow the program. We have absolutely, positively, at all points, our main focus is being of service to all of you guys. If there's ever anything we can do for you, please reach out directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We appreciate all of you guys more than we can tell you. the feedback we get from you from these podcasts, the comments we get on our Facebook page, the comments we get from you guys directly in email, they really do encourage us to know that we're on the right path with all of you. If you ever have any suggestions on how we can improve the show, any suggestions on who we might have as guests, any suggestions whatsoever, negative or positive. I mean, you know, I won't necessarily read the negative ones, but if you have any negative comments, if you have any positive comments, any suggestions whatsoever how we can improve the service we're providing to all of you, please email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. Remember, guys, if you want to ear gorge on all of our past podcasts, just go to iTunes or if you're on Android, go to Stitcher, or you can also go to timandjulieharris.com and listen directly off of our main website. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio immediately if you're going to listen to us again, or we'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.